A winter storm is forecast to hit Colorado Monday afternoon, bringing heavy snow to the mountains and 1 to 4 inches to the Denver area. Blizzard conditions are expected on the plains Monday evening through Tuesday morning, and a winter weather advisory will be in effect from 1 p.m. Monday through 5 p.m. Wednesday. Mountain areas may see as much as 18 inches of snow. Drivers are advised to expect traffic delays during afternoon and evening commutes. The Boulder Valley School District is reportedly seeking to expand upon the success of a wellness center in Monarch High School. Juanita Hurtado from KGNU has more.
The wellness center at Lewis Beals Monarch High School sees an average of 40 to 50 students each day, according to the Daily Camera. The center opened in the fall, with grant funding paying the salary of a full-time counselor. Many students at Monarch High were directly affected by the Marshall Fire a year ago. The fire in the area compounded mental health challenges for youth already dealing with pandemic stress. The Wellness Center provides an on-campus space for students to come relax, process, talk with a counselor, or simply take a break. The Daily Camera reports the Boulder Valley School District is working with the nonprofit organization Impact on Education to raise money to keep the center fully staffed and functioning at full capacity, while also expanding the project to other schools. For KGNU, I'm Juanita Hurtado.
The American Friends Service Committee organized an event in Fort Morgan on Sunday evening as part of a national week of action to call for protections for asylum seekers and a pathway to citizenship for immigrant families. Yesterday was an International Human Rights Day, and on December 18th is the International Migrants Day. Many immigrant rights groups are calling on the Democratic majority of both houses of the lame duck session of Congress to pass immigration reform measures before the potential gridlock of the next session. Around 200 workers at a Denver meat processing plant have voted to authorize a strike. According to the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 Union, the workers have been attempting to negotiate a new contract with the plant owner JBS USA since September. They voted unanimously to authorize a strike over what they say are unfair labor practices. The strike dates remain undetermined, but local union president Kim Cardova called on management at the Denver processing plant and its JBS leadership to stop what they called unfair labor practices and come to the table with proposals for an industry-leading agreement. A 21-year-old man has been arrested in connection with a triple homicide in Aurora over the weekend. Family members reportedly discovered the bodies of two women and one man inside a house in the Willow Park neighborhood of Aurora on Saturday night, all of them with apparent gunshot wounds. Police have not yet identified the victims but say that Christopher Martinez, the man arrested by police, was known to them. The Great Outdoors Colorado GOCO Board has awarded a $750,000 grant to the City of Lafayette and Thorne Nature Experience to build a Lafayette Nature Center and improve adjacent open space. The project will include nature play and community gathering spaces and support an equity-centered approach to nature connection along Coal Creek and the Coal Creek Regional Trail. The grant is part of a GOCO's Community Impact Program, which supports developing and revitalizing outdoor spaces that enhance a community's access to the outdoors. The National Weather Service announced blizzard conditions for Monday evening into Tuesday, and it's going to be a cold day today with a high of 50 and a low of 26 here in Boulder with a current temperature of 34 degrees. So make sure to bundle up. In Denver, we're going to see a high of 55 and a low of 27 with a current temperature of 39 degrees. In Fort Collins, we're going to see a high of 48 and a low of 25 with a current temperature of 29 degrees. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.